You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of news and information you can use, I am Matt Fidler. It's the last week of fall, even though it already feels like winter here in the North State. If it hasn't been rainy, it's been super cold. This, of course, causes lots of issues for those living near or in the campfire burn zones, especially in places like Concow, where places to get supplies are far and few between. Also, the land and some of the fire scars are unstable, and many of these places don't have gas and electricity available. So if you feel like doing something nice for the community still in recovery, don't forget those in Concow, Magalia, Polga, Yankee Hill, and others. Making it more difficult, the Trump administration has proposed rules for SNAP, sometimes known as food stamps, which help provide assistance to families in need. The new rules would stop states from providing work requirement waivers for those in high employment areas like Butte County, Tehama County, Colusa County, Palumas County, and other Northern California areas. This rule will end basic food assistance for the poorest 700,000 Americans. The other proposed rule change would end food assistance for another estimated 3 million Americans by disqualifying folks who are enrolled in other government assistance programs. Unfortunately, our representative, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, has not stepped in to protect his constituents from these rule changes. If you think he should, give him a call or write him a letter with pen and paper. This is the most effective way to create local change with your congressperson. Just remember to be nice and courteous, because you do catch more flies with honey. If you're rude, your letter or phone call will probably just be ignored. I do have some positive food news as we enter the winter holiday season. A tradition I haven't partaken in many years is a Christmas Dungeness crab feed. The Dungeness crab season just opened off the coast of San Francisco on December 15th and should open in waters off the coast of Mendocino, Humboldt, and Del Norte counties on December 31st. It might be delayed to January 15th depending on the quality of the crabs based on tests performed. Unfortunately, complications due to the climate crisis and the warming and acidifying of our oceans are affecting our fisheries, and crab season is no exception. Last thing, you may have been listening to some of the reporting that I've been doing over the last year or so around California's wildfires in a special radio and podcast series called California Burning. Well, one of my guests, Chico State pyrogeographer Don Hankins. He's a big proponent of safely burning your land to maintain it and to protect it from catastrophic wildfires that are happening in the late summer. Well, winter is the perfect time to do this kind of work, and Don Hankins is providing workshops for landowners who want to learn this practice to return ecological health to their land while protecting it from future fires. If you are interested in learning these or similar practices, reach out to your local Fire Safe Council. You can find them by visiting buttefiresafe.org. For KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, I'm Matt Fidler.